Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations. Six-game program best win streak. The last time your team had five wins in a row was the 2015-16 season with 22 wins that year. How special was that season, and do you think this season could be that special?
Well, it certainly was a pretty memorable year. But it seems like that's so long ago. You know, they all this kind of season just kind of run in. I had no idea that this was a program best. I don't think any of the players did either. So, but you know, Clay, I mean, this has been, I've said right from the start, pretty special group. I've loved the way they've come together as a team. You know, from day one, and I just like every day to come to practice. They have fun. They work hard, and so I mean, we felt that you know we could do something special. Obviously, we got a long way to go. Where you know the start of our year certainly was not easy, and but we've battled back and come all the way back. Now we're above 500, and hopefully we can continue that run. So who knows? You know, we'll just keep coming every day, work hard, and again, we want to be playing our best hockey come February, and that's our goal.
Coming off of a break and going into your first game of this 2018 half of the season, things are a little bit rusty. Your team shook that off. Second period, not so great, but your third period, probably your best period last night, and then an overtime win 2-1. What did you tell your team in between the intermissions to kind of get them refocused?
Well, yeah, you don't have to say much. I mean, this group's been really resilient. You know, they know what's going on. You know, again, great leadership in the room, but just reminding them that it comes down to 20 minutes, and it's our barn. We take a lot of pride in that, and let's just go on and work hard, try to outcompete them. And I thought we did that. Certainly, there was some, you know, they had some chances, but I just thought overall the momentum we certainly generated and had some great chances. You know, we could have scored two or three with the quality chance we had. So I thought we carried that momentum into the overtime. Great play by Kara Wirth on the overtime winner, where she first of all recognizes she's the second forward, so she goes hard and picks up a loose puck behind the net and makes a great pass out to Berge who finishes. So. Again, both teams were in the same boat in terms of the length of the layoff. You know, I thought Mercers came and played really, really hard. They battled. They were a tough team. So, but I just thought, you know, we got better, and certainly our third period was our best.
Emily Berglund had been a bit snake bit at the beginning of the season. She was last year's leading scorer for this team. Now that she's on a roll again and scoring, how much confidence does her play trickle down to the rest of the team?
Oh, no question. You know, she was someone we counted on, looked upon to be someone that's going to provide offense. And she was working hard, and things just weren't going for her. And we just kept reminding her, just, you know, it's the little things. You got to work hard. She's always been so someone we could count on in the defensive zone. And she's always been out against players, other teams' top players. So work hard in that zone. Things are going to transfer in the offensive zone. And I just think she's looked, you know, the last three, 4 weekends going into the end of 2017, looked to me like she had her legs back. What I mean by that is she was just playing a lot faster, and she seemed to have a really good jump. And obviously the offensive side came with it. And so to see her again start off the first game on this side of the calendar was really, really exciting. So someone we count on, obviously, when she scores, you know, the entire team takes confidence in that.
WCHA announced the December Players of the Month, and two of your players, line mates, Alexis Joyce and Mac Lange, both named Joyce Defender of the Month and Lange Rookie of the Month, both D partners. What does that say about your defense?
You know what, just, you know, great honors for those two. And like I mentioned yesterday, the pregame, you know, when the team does well, you know, your individuals are going to be rewarded. And certainly those two had outstanding months. I thought, you know, we could add more than that, to be honest with you. But you know what, you can't get greedy. And, you know, to be recognized in this league, especially for Player of the Month awards, was pretty special, and happy for those two.
I'm impressed with the chemistry that those two have. I know Alexis Joyce, when she first came here, played alongside Ivana Bilic, and they had great chemistry. As good of chemistry almost as Mac Lange and Alexis Joyce have this year, don't you think?
You know what? They're two good hockey players. They complement each other. You know, it's, again, a credit to them. You know, obviously AJ is seniors, played a lot of hockey games, and, you know, here Mac's a freshman, but again, came from a great program and played in a lot of big games. So it was kind of a natural pairing. And just really happy with how it's worked out because they both complement each other. They're both very competitive, solid defenders, and they both can add offense. So they've been a good pairing.
Last night's game at 6:07, today at 1:07. Why the quick turnaround?
Well, originally when we scheduled, Mercer's asked if they could play because they were going to catch a flight out of Minneapolis tonight that would get them back home. But as airlines always do, they seem to change things. So talking to Mike yesterday, he said that they're actually not going to be able to fly out till tomorrow morning, but real early. So they're going to be able to get down to the cities tonight and catch a flight. So, again, appreciate them working this out. It was after North Dakota dropped their program. The big wrestling tournament is coming this weekend. So these are the only dates. So, you know, that's why we're playing a Tuesday, Wednesday. And when they asked to play at 1, we certainly agreed to it because, again, they're the ones that made the trip out here.
What do you expect out of the Lakers today?
Well, I'm sure they're going to be better. Yeah, just looking, it seems like they've played better looking at the last two WCHA opponents, Minnesota and Ohio State. I think the Saturday game against Minnesota went to overtime, and then they turned around and beat Ohio State. But both those games were at home, so they're on the road this time. We're the home team. And to me, it's about our group. I just think we can be better, and if we go out and play the way we're capable of, and we need to be enthusiastic and provide our own energy. If we do that, good things will happen.
How hard is it to sweep a team?
It's hard to win. It's hard to win at this level. So, you know, certainly, this is a very prideful team we're playing, and I know Mike will have that group ready to go. So, as I mentioned yesterday in the post game, we can't expect to show up and just think we're going to be successful. We can't have a sluggish, slow start. We got to be at the top of our game if we hope to be successful today.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.